Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with Denver-based pop singer-songwriter Caitlin Williams. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thank you for having me today.
We're going to hear some brand new music from 2020 and also an unreleased song that Caitlin has been so kind to share with our KVNF listeners. Let's first talk about your song, Influence. This is a new single that you just put out in 2020, and I actually really love the demo version of this one. Talk to me about the making of Influence, and was this written during the pandemic?
So Influence was not written during the pandemic, but it was something that I wrote not that long before that. Influence is actually about a person. I feel like it can go so many ways, like being under the influence of a drug or alcohol or whatever. But for me, this is like being under the influence of a human. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of being a little kid when your parents are like, that person's a bad influence. And how beautiful it is to have your parent be like, hey, watch out for that person. And then when you become an adult, nobody is warning you like, hey, watch out for that person. You just dive in. And you're like, oh, yikes. So that's really why I wrote this song. There was someone in my life who I loved to be around so freaking much. But when I would leave and take a step back and look at myself, I'd be like, this doesn't seem all that healthy for me. Mm. So that's why I wrote this song. It's hard to be under the influence of even love, the drug, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure many people will relate to this song. I sure do.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to Influence. This is by Caitlin Williams, singer-songwriter out of Denver, Colorado.
Toss and turn late at night, can't seem to sleep right. All I've been thinking about is you. On the phone, all alone, baby, won't you come? Won't you come through?
Influence.
That was Influence, a new song by Caitlin Williams out of Denver, Colorado. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Caitlin via Zoom from, I think, your home in Denver. We're talking on November 25th. It's the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of Colorado counties are seeing an increase in COVID cases. This has been a strange year, to say the least. How have you been staying busy, and are you finding time and inspiration to create music during all of this?
So I am staying busy, luckily. That's honestly been a saving grace for me. I teach lessons to little kids and older people and all the people. And that's been really fun. I've been doing that from home safely, which is also a blessing. But I am still finding ways to be creative. I have a lot going on in my life personally, too. So I don't know if that's a blessing or not, because it gives me things to write about. But it's also like, dang, that's some heavy stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. My opinion on heavy stuff in general, and especially right now, is we have to move through that stuff one way or the other. And music, I always say this, it's like therapeutic for me, and I'm sure for you too, in even a completely different way than as like a listener.
Yeah.
And someone who appreciates music. Well, that's good. So you're staying creative. You're sounds like you're getting some potentially good content for some songs down the line. Do you write all your own music and lyrics?
Yeah, I would say there are times where I don't finish a phrase, and Jared Aidsall helps me. That's my producer again. But other than that, yeah, I'm writing mostly with myself, and that's neither here nor there. I just spend the most time with myself.
I think it'd be easier to write with just yourself than, you know, seven people.
I think if you are processing enough, just like what you said, music is for me a way to process what I'm moving through. And sometimes I don't even realize what I'm going through until I write a song and I'm like, whoa, you know, or I'll write a song and then 4 months later that thing happens to me and I'm like, how?
Wow.
You know, so sometimes I think writing with seven other people is a whole lot less personal, or it can be, you know. Mm-hmm. For me, some of this is like so raw and real, and there's no way anybody else could write exactly this.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you collaborate with any other Denver musicians?
I do. I'm actually working on a bunch of random side projects with a bunch of people, but I've sung with Wes Watkins in the past of The Other Black. I've sung with Hunter James Band and the Titanic, Hunter James and the Titanic. There's a producer named Koi that I am trying to, I don't know, see what happens. I'm being experimental during this time, and I actually really love that. So that's exciting for me personally.
Yeah. Your music is generally described as pop. Do you feel like there are any other genres mixed in with what you're already doing? And talk to me about venturing out into other genres other than pop.
Totally. I feel like pop is my umbrella, and then there are so many random things underneath the umbrella. But I also say alt pop, which kind of sounds like what indie music is. You're like, what the F is indie music? Really, truly. For me, I have a background in jazz, so a lot of my harmony is rooted in jazz. And then somehow when I was 15, my parents gave me a guitar, and I don't know anything about the guitar, truthfully. I know that sounds crazy, but I really wing it. And so on the guitar, I think that's where I get more of like my Tennessee roots from, where my parents grew up. And I don't know, that's like my folk side. And now I have an electric guitar and I'm experimenting with that. Like, there are so many ways, and even the ways that you play those instruments to expand genre. So I don't know, I'm always looking to do something wild and new. And I still feel like, because I'm me, that falls under the umbrella of pop somehow. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, most genres at this point are so broad.
Totally.
There's elements of your music where I can hear electronic and some funk and jazz. Now that you're mentioning that, I'm like, okay, kind of can understand your voice a little bit more too. Let's check out some more of your music. Talk to me about your song, Hung Up On You. There's a line that gets repeated throughout the song.
Yeah.
It's, I'm not hung up on you like you want me to.
Yep. I'm not hung up on you like you want me to be. This is actually related to the influence human that I wrote that song about. It's interesting when you do have relationships with people and they end, there's that kind of like little spark or little voice that says to you like, well, I hope they're still thinking about me, you know, or I hope they still like want me around, or like, I hope that they miss me like I miss them. Yeah. And I'm like, psych, you know, I'm not hung up on you like the way you want me to be. Even though you keep reeling me in, you keep trying to get me under your influence, it's just not happening for me. I'm not yours to keep. So yeah, kind of dark, but oh well.
The music behind this song is different than the other three songs we're going to hear on this Talkin' Music program. But I appreciate that because I like a little bit of the dark.
Totally. You want to know what's crazy? I love that you like picked up on that, because when I was starting to work on this music that is this wave of my life, I kind of had these polar opposite songs. I had like the kind of poppy, maybe still kind of dark, but pretty poppy and needed to be produced out. And then I had like the songs I was writing on the acoustic guitar and the electric guitar that were like a completely different vibe and dark. And it's so funny that you say that, because we were viewing these complete opposite worlds as like a light pop side and as like a dark kind of alt pop, whatever you want to call that. And that just excites me that you say that, because they will be released as different pieces and parts, but they're going to still be randomly released. Like, here's a pop song and here's one that's like pretty dark and like, good luck with, I don't know, it has nothing to do with that other one, but I hope you enjoy it, you know? So
yeah, I love it. Let's take a listen to Hung Up On You by Caitlin Williams.
Won't you leave me be? Keep me crashing like the sea. Made a fool of me, but only once. Can't put the blame on me. You take my words from me and press my chest so I can't breathe. I'm not hung upon you the way you want me. Keep on reeling me in, I won't feel you again, feeling me. I'm not hung up on you the way you want me to be. No, keep on reeling me in, I won't feel you again, feeling me. Cause I'm not yours to sink. Not your cup of tea, so don't take me like you want a drink. I'm not hung up on you the way you want me to be. You keep on reeling me in, I won't feel you again, feeling me.
Keep on reeling me in, I won't feel you again, feeling me, 'cause I'm not yours to keep.
won't you leave me be? Keep me crashing like the sea.
That was a new song from 2020 called Hung Up On You by Denver-based pop singer-songwriter Caitlin Williams. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I have the pleasure of talking with Caitlin via Zoom from her home in Denver. I love how you just said, during this wave of my life, and I just love the way that you articulated that instead of like this season or this chapter.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't know where that really came from. I guess it just kind of fell out. But I think what's even weirder about music is that you start processing those emotions of the wave of your life. And a lot of these emotions that you express don't really get to see the light of day for other people to listen to for months out or a year out. And so sometimes the wave feels like a long time of like, man, I have to keep tapping into that emotion of where I was when I wrote that song.
Yeah, I've wondered about that for musicians. Like if you write a song about this really gnarly breakup and then for years, you know, you're touring typically and you're playing these songs in front of people and they're emotional, I wonder how the musician feels. And I think there's probably ways to like channel that energy so that it's you're exuding that or processing that. But I also wonder if it's painful.
Oh my God. Yeah, it totally is painful. But I also feel like, and this is my personal opinion, if you have written a song that is that deep or is that exposing, you are doing yourself a disservice by not tapping back into that exact emotion, because humans are so smart and they can tell when someone is kind of like, oh, they're half-assing it, you know?
Yeah.
You can tell. And you can tell when someone's not really in it. And for me, that's like a big no-no. I am always trying to get back into that energy or get back into that place, because that song in that space of time gets its 3 minutes or its 2 minutes or whatever. And I want to honor it, truly. I really do. And it is painful. And there are some days where you like start to play it and you're just starting to cry. Because you're like, oh my God, I still feel this way some days, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe yesterday I didn't, but today I'm still like, well, I'm not hung up. Yes, I am. You know?
Yeah.
Well, talk to me about your song, Stuck on an Idea. And this is a brand new song. And you put out a video for this just a couple weeks ago.
I did. It was a really, 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 really fun video. You should check it out. It's the first video I've done with my band. So that was really fun. And actually, my childhood friend, who I grew up with in the mountains, Andrew Tkanczyk, reached out to me out of the blue and was like, hey, I want to do a music video with you. And I'm like, yes. So that's how that happened. And it's cool to have pieces of my past in this song specifically, because this song is literally me driving down I-25, seeing my high school crush. At first, I'm like, this is my thought process. I'm like, okay, cool. I see that car. He used to drive that car, or his parents used to drive that car. I wonder if it's him, because it's like close to his house. So I'm like speeding up and I'm like, that's him. So I'm like slowing down, you know, because I don't really, it's not that we're not cool. We're cool. But am I like excited to be like, oh my God, hey, like, how are you? No, especially in our cars. No. And I would have been way too excited. And he would have been like, who is this? So I wrote that song because of a high school crush, you know, and I still think about that person sometimes. And they're still in my phone. And I'm sure I could still text him and find out what he's doing. And so the music video is us literally on bikes, messing around and being children all over again. And I love that too, so much, because Andrew is someone I knew as a child. And like, we got to document all of that. That just feels like such a freaking cool way to like put a bow on top of like an experience in life.
Yeah, it's so special.
It really is.
Cool. Let's take a listen to Stuck on an Idea. This is by Denver musician Caitlin Williams.
Never told you that I saw you on the interstate driving out. Can have it. And I want
That was a new song called Stuck on an Idea by Denver-based musician Caitlin Williams. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Caitlin over Zoom, and we're talking about music. Caitlin's been so gracious, and we're going to be going out on a song that has actually never been played before. It'll be a world debut here on KVNF. The song is called Freedom. And before we talk about that song, I want to go back to, you mentioned that maybe your training was in jazz, and your voice is so forceful, which I love. And the other thing that I really enjoy about your voice is it's also crystal clear. So I'm curious, who did you grow up listening to and who helped shape your sound?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. Secretly, this is not a secret, but before the jazz world and my jazz life, I was in opera school. So there's that too. I don't know. I have a lot of random pieces and parts, but I guess it has helped me form my voice. Aretha Franklin is my number one I think about all the time. Being a little girl and just singing as best I could her hits, because I had a CD of Aretha Franklin's greatest hits. And that's something I was obsessed with. Destiny's Child, which is hilarious at the time. It's not hilarious. They're amazing, but it's just so funny. Yeah, same. But it's so interesting when I look back on my life, like the CDs my parents were either giving to me or letting me purchase at places are like, wow. I mean, Al Green is one of them. And then on the total flip side, like Avril Lavigne, I was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
As most of us are, because she's incredible. So yeah, those are people I remember vividly. I can see the CDs I had, you know, and I remember singing to them in my room.
Okay. Seems pretty eclectic. I mean, you've got Al Green, which is brilliant. And then also Aretha, just like, talk about untouchable. Talk to me about your newest song. It's unreleased. You're debuting it here on KVNF, which I'm so thankful for. I love providing brand new unheard music to our KVNF listeners. Talk to me about Freedom.
Freedom. It's not that, everyone. Super sorry. I didn't write that, although I wish I did. This song is honestly about being in a relationship, but still wanting to be your own person. And I wrote this song when I was in a relationship with someone where we were starting to kind of mold or become malleable within each other. And while that's so beautiful, it's very clear that I'm kind of paving my own life, as my freaking band name is Caitlin Williams, you know? So it's just interesting because this song is like, I mean, the tagline is, can't you give me freedom, or won't you give me freedom, whatever it is. You were promising me that from the beginning. And I think that is something that is so easy when you first start dating someone. You're like, yeah, and we'll just like have our separate lives and it'll be cool. And then like you fall into it and you're like, wait a second, are you me and am I you? So that's what this song kind of is about.
Okay, cool. We're going to go out on that one. What are your plans moving into the holidays and musically in 2021? Can we expect a new album out next year?
Yes, definitely. I don't know if it's going to be two or if it's going to be one. So I'm not going to overpromise. But yes, I have so much music, people. I'm really sorry. I hate to say that, because it's like when people are like, I have a really huge announcement. And you're like, what is it? You'll hear 3 weeks from now. You're like, what? Okay, that was awesome. Great. Thanks for that pre-announcement to your announcement. But I do have a lot of music that I can't wait to share with people. And it is coming. I don't really know when. I kind of feel like the weirdest part about 2020 has been just like not knowing whether I should do something or shouldn't do something. And most of the time it's just been like, okay, screw it, I'm gonna do it. So that's probably what 2021 will also look like for me, is like, okay. So I'm kind of living my life sporadically in terms of releasing music and doing it however I want. And I'm not taking that for granted, because I know that there are so many people out there on labels or whatever they are, that they're being told to do all these things. And I get to do whatever I want. And that's beautiful and also hard some days. Yeah. So, yeah. Sure. And for the rest of 2020, I don't know. I'm going to keep teaching lessons, and I'm going to keep working on some production stuff and writing songs about sad things and maybe some happy things. I would love for some happy songs to come out. I'm like, where are they?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Caitlin, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me and KVNF, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Caitlin Williams' music. We'll go out on her unreleased song called Freedom. This is a world debut right here on KVNF. Thank you for listening and happy Thanksgiving.
I know you don't like it when I ask for way too much. Won't save my name in your phone cause you know it isn't love. But I'm holding on to fake love cause I know it is a crutch. I know it is a crutch. I love you way too much. Up at night, but you were never there.